13th, Mady Jones interviewing Bob Arneson at Lake Tahoe.
Are you on?
I'm on now.
I'll be on with you.
Okay. I think that we should start with your family, when you were born and growing up in Benicia, and the influences that you had there. Going right into your lap.
Well,
that's
a great question. Okay, starting when I was born, I don't remember all of that fact. I was born at home, September 4th, 1930.
At 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m. I'm guessing it was 4 a.m. Aren't babies usually born early in the morning?
Yes, they are.
So I make an assumption. I don't have the facts from my mother on that. But I know I was born at home. The doctor came to the house. Other than that aspect, I don't know. I had an older brother, 8 years ahead of me. And they're asking another question.
Oh,
I want
to
know more about...
What did your father do?
Okay, let's see. My dad was born across the street in Benicia. That'd be about 1897, so we're rooted there.
Uh-huh.
My dad... finished high school. He just about the time of the First World War, so he went into service. He was stationed at Benicia Arsenal.
Was he really?
Right. He never got too far. Then he was stationed at on Alcatraz Island, and it was used as a, I guess, a military prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the medical corps. And my dad was interested in medicine. A very bright man. He was valedictorian in high school. Briefly worked for the town dentist as an assistant.
And he was Portuguese?
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
My dad, my grandfather on my dad's side, came from Norway. He was a sailor and had actually run away from home at the age of 14 and sailed for about 8 years. And eventually had been to San Francisco, and I guess he, I don't know how legally, I'm sure it was all legal, he immigrated.
Mm-hmm.
Came to, was a deep sea diver and became employed at Mariana Naval Shipyard in Vallejo as a diver. They were doing, I guess, a pier over the Mariana Canal. And my grandfather met a Norwegian lady, and I'm sure by arrangement. Then my dad's not around to tell me all these things again.
Yeah.
But somewhere in Modesto, I believe, a Norwegian lady. And they settled in Benicia about somewhere around the 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was a very big Norwegian. Must have been one of the bigger men in town. Died when I was 14. He was a good man of 6 foot, over 200 pounds. Very adventurous man. Raised 4 boys. Worked all his life in Mariana. So my dad, in a sense, followed his footsteps after the war. He went to Mariana Apprentice School, became a machinist, worked his way up. 40 years in Mariana, retired.
Wow.
And it was probably assumed I would do the same thing. When I left high school, I'd probably go to Mariana Apprentice School and become a machinist. You know how it is in
yeah.
Family, sort of do the same thing. My attributes really weren't there, I don't think. Although I probably might have been a very good a pattern maker. Sense as a high craft. You develop the prototype of a form.
Mm-hmm. But already then you were doing those sports cartoons for the Benicia Herald, weren't you?
I started drawing very young. I started drawing when I was about 6 years old.
And what kind of